can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Emily's from Taunton. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
Taunton.
Taunton.
Emily's like, what just happened? So you're a teacher?
Mm-hmm. Mm. That I am.
What grade do you teach?
I teach 9th and 10th graders.
Ooh, so many hormones.
No, thank you.
I was such a jerk in 9th and 10th grade.
Not as bad as middle school, I feel like, but yes.
What'd you say, Emily?
I live on School Street. So.
It was meant to be.
You had no choice.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, teacher.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy threw down the headphones. Did you hear that?
Scared.
She's like, I'm out of here. Good luck to you, woman. All right. She can't hear anything that is happening. She's over there in that soundproof studio. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, you lose. Question number one, A Star is Born. The soundtrack officially debuts at number one on the Billboard charts as of Sunday. Who are the two lead actors in A Star is Born?
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Today is National Grouch Day. What is the name of the grouch on Sesame Street who lives in a trash can?
Oscar.
Question number three, Alec Baldwin believes he's expanded his fan base by playing Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. He says, and I quote, I don't know how to say this, and I don't want to get it wrong either, but since I've played Trump, black people love me.
Amazing.
Which actor played Brett Kavanaugh in the season opener of SNL?
I believe it was Matt Damon.
Question number four, Snapchat has a new app specifically for cats.
Don't tell Salt, please.
The selfie filter is available to detect cats' faces and assists in snapping the perfect shot. What is the Snapchat logo?
It's a little ghost.
Question number five. Richard Madden, who played Robb Stark on Game of Thrones, may be in the running to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond. Who is Robb Stark's father on Game of Thrones?
Like the actor or the character?
Name of the character, please.
Eddard Stark or Ned Stark.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
She's on fire.
Wow.
Coming in hot on a Monday.
You angered her when you slammed down your headphones.
I didn't mean to slam down my headphones.
Well, whether you meant it or not, you awoken the beast.
All right, mm-hmm. Bring it. Let's do it.
Emily got 5 out of 5.
Oof, well played.
These are tough, Kennedy.
All right, let's do
it. I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
Of course it does.
Question number one, A Star is Born, the soundtrack, officially debuting at number one on the Billboard charts as of Sunday. Who are the two leads in A Star is Born?
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Question number two. Today is National Grouch Day. What is the name of the grouch on Sesame Street who lives in a trash can?
Oscar the Grouch.
Question number three. Alec Baldwin believes he's expanded his fan base by playing Donald Trump on Saturday Night Live. He says, and I quote, I don't know how to say this and I don't want to get it wrong, but ever since I played Trump, black people love me.
Jeez.
Which actor played Brett Kavanaugh in the season opener of SNL?
Matt Damon.
Question number four. Snapchat has a new app specifically for cats.
Shut up.
The selfie filter is able to detect cats' faces and assist in snapping the perfect shot. What is the Snapchat logo?
A ghost.
Question number five. Richard Madden, who played Robb Stark on Game of Thrones, may be in the running to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond. Who was Robb Stark's father on Game of Thrones?
Ned Stark.
Okay. Let's see what I got here. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Yes, that is correct. Oscar the Grouch, obviously. Matt Damon. You said a ghost.
I did.
And you said Ned Stark. That is correct.
Whoa! My palms are sweating.
Nail biter.
Emily, nice job.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, you don't get to win, but whenever somebody ties Kennedy and gets all five right, I feel bad for them, like you earned something.
Yeah.
And because it's not my money, I give it away. So you won yourself $100. Woo! How about
Yay!
That?
Thank you. Yeah, that's awesome.
Also, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to see So You Think You Can Dance Live. It's happening this Saturday at the Hanover Theater. The all-new show will feature the top 10 finalists, season 15 winner, and some all-star guests. HanoverTheater.org for tickets and information. So you've got the $100, and you have the tickets for So You Think You Can Dance Live at the Hanover Theater. You enjoy those. Unfortunately, you don't get the win, though. So what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Emily from Taunton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.